And this is a dictation for Kimberly Barlow, B-A-R-L-O-W, August 9, 61. Address as a letter to Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, nurse practitioner, 875-5168. Dear Morgan, consultation, Mrs. Barlow, progressive renal failure. She has a history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. Extensive joint abnormalities that limits her ability to exercise. She is aware of kidney problems for the last 5 years, but there is evidence of progression. He's trying to lose weight, was successful for 30 pounds, and then added Monjero, another 40, altogether 17 pounds over the last 9 months. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, reflux, abdominal pain. She has chronic constipation not related to Monjero, no bleeding. There is moderate degree of incontinence of urine on treatment, improving with weight loss. Denies cloudiness of blood, no infection, no major nocturia. Presently, minimal edema, no claudications, no ulcers, chronic back pain, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, unsteadiness from prior joint abnormalities, multiple falls without loss of consciousness. Last 1-2 months ago, did not go to the emergency room. Has severe neuropathy on the feet, very sensitive. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes is a relatively new diagnosis within the last 1 year. Obesity, hypertension. Exposed to anti-inflammatory agents on a daily basis for the last 20 years. Bilateral knee replacement. Cervical disc surgery from anterior approach. History of deep vein thrombosis, apparently related to knee surgery. She's not aware of pulmonary emboli. This is many years back. Atrial fibrillation, presently no antiarrhythmics or anticoagulation. No kidney stones, gout, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral knee replacement, cervical disc surgery, ganglion 2 times on the right side and 1 time on the left, C-section, tonsils, adenoids, polyp removal, benign colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, smoker as a teenager, less than 5 years, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, medications include metoprolol, lisinopril, Lipitor, Vesicare, Effexor, vitamins, naproxen, aspirin, Monjero. Prior metformin discontinue as diabetes has improved. Next paragraph, there has been exposure to chemical, a factory from St. Louis, apparently PVV, P as in Paul, V as in Victor, V as in Victor. She was tested many years ago with very high levels on blood. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 277, 63 inches tall, blood pressure was 120 over 80 on the left, 126 over 90 on the right. Very pleasant, alert, oriented sign 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable phyllo lymph nodes, carotid bruise, or JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no gross abdominal distension, ascites, masses, or tenderness, no major edema. Prior knee surgery and anterior approach cervical disc. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from October. Creatinine has risen 2 years ago, 1.1, progressively 122, 129, 134, and presently 155, representing a GFR 37 at stage 3B, high potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose normal, triglycerides less than 150, LDL at 70, HA1C at 5.3. Prior albumin creatinine ratio less than 30. She was 7. No prior kidney imaging. Multiple black pain procedures. As well as radiofrequency ablation and rhizotomy, R-H-I-Z-O-T-O-M-Y. Prior Holter monitor, sinus rhythm, PACs, and that was 2018. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, progressive, presently stage 3B, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. This likely represents exposure to long-standing anti-inflammatory agents because of her bone muscle joint disorder. She's not ready to stop this medication. They are talking an upcoming procedure, February 16, for her back pain. We discuss the anti-inflammatory agents exacerbating high blood pressure and creating a vicious circle between high blood pressure and kidney abnormalities, feeding each other. There is no proteinuria or nephrotic syndrome. Continue aggressive weight reduction by diet and medications Mounjaro. We will do a kidney ultrasound and post void bladder. We We will monitor chemistries, including phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, and mineral bone abnormalities. We will update cell count, which is not available for any potential anemia. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.